Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
It's a Friday. This has been a very good radio show. I said yesterday's show sucked. No, it didn't suck. It just wasn't the greatest. Alabama Adriana is efforting the people at Rusty Truck Brewing. My wife has popped into studio.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Judah, news. You haven't been paying attention to the show, so I'm going to update you on everything that's happened today.
Okay.
First of all, Adriana's got a boyfriend, and he's into fashion design.
Uh-huh.
Second thing, Judah is, Mother's Day, we have dissenting opinions. Adriana's going to see her mother. Judah's saying he's not totally comfortable yet. Am I getting that right, Judah? You want to wait? You're just going to send her a card?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little card, a little FaceTime on Sunday. But down in Yamhill County is where they're residing. I'm just not quite there yet.
He doesn't want to go to Yamhill County, is what he's saying. He doesn't want to make that drive. No, I'm just kidding. Rusty Truck Brewing, stymied by the coronavirus, is giving away their beer today until 7 o'clock. Between right now and 7 o'clock, they're just gonna funnel beer down the throats of people who drive by there. Rather than dump it, they're giving it away. Is that a good idea? Give it away rather than throw it away?
Well, yeah. Who wants to see good beer go to waste?
But,
I mean, come on.
Okay, devil's advocate. It's a bad idea. I think it's a good idea. Mm. But if I were gonna say it was a bad idea, if you give away the beer, and what incentive do people have to go and buy beer somewhere else? Like, are you hurting? You know, you're a restaurant, more or less, and you're giving away your beer because you don't want it to go bad. But is that going to keep Joe McGee from going into the local place and buying himself a growler or somewhere else, you know?
I think it's a short-term thing. I mean, it looks like this is the second time that they've done it. They're in Lincoln City, so it's like, yeah. You know, come on.
I love that they're doing this. Secretly love it. Like, I don't want to be on that side of the debate. Remember, did you ever have that experience in debate? Did you have debate class?
Oh, yeah, where you had to argue both sides of an argument.
You had to argue a side that you didn't believe in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's extemporaneous speaking or what all that. Yeah.
Never happens to me on this show. I get to debate the side I like. You're like, you know what I mean? I don't get put in a position where I have to debate a position that I'm not a fan of.
Don't you sometimes intentionally slide over to a different side just to kind of see how people react?
No, but this is what you do as a host. Like sometimes you'll say, give me an example. Let's use the beer thing as an example. I will say, if you weren't here, because I want to stimulate a discussion.
Right.
I'll say Rusty Truck Brewing is giving away their beer rather than dumping it. You know, here's the owner. He's doing this thing. He says he can't bear to pour it down the drain, that his mother, who grew up in the Great Depression, would roll over in her grave. And he's going to be dumping it down the drain. I think this is a great idea. Mm-hmm. I think it's the best thing ever. He gets public relations out of it. Look, we're talking about it.
Right.
This is wonderful. Call in now if you want to take another side of this. And let's just say, if you're going to take the other side of it, that the potential would be Rusty Truck Brewing is taking dollars away from other commercial enterprises that really might need customers to come through the door and buy beer. People might not buy beer at the grocery store. Also, is it that good idea to give people two growlers of beer and put them in a vehicle and say, get on your way.
Be responsible now.
No, I'm just saying. But yeah, sometimes you take the opposite side and you present it, but you present it more like, if you believed in the other side, this is what you might say.
No, but I mean, that's kind of the fun of having a radio show, is the discourse where you take a topic And it's almost like you're putting it on this, you know, spinning pedestal because you're examining it from all sides. And I think it's a healthy thing to do with your brain, frankly. Yeah. I noticed that the Oregonian article about this has been shared 351 times. So I'm kind of guessing from 2 to 7 is the giveaway today.
Beer's gone. It's
going to be
2:38.
It's 2:38.
Fresh out.
They're going to run out here.
Somebody in Lincoln City just backed up and said, put it right here, buddy. Just drop it right down my
Is he limiting how many?
My gullet.
He must be limiting. Like, it's not.
Story said two growlers.
Two growlers. Okay. So that's a reasonable amount.
Two growlers. I've only bought a growler once in my life. Do you remember when I bought the growler? I was with you when
I bought it. Weren't we in Hawaii?
We're in Hawaii. Yeah. I was gonna fill up. It was like the some brewing company in Hawaii.
Kona Brewing. Right?
Yeah. I was gonna refill that growler like so many times. I bought it.
So much talk about the growler.
We drank the beer. Then I packed that growler. We carried it across an ocean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that growler is sitting empty right now.
Oh, we still have it somewhere?
Yeah, I got that growler sitting on the floor of the room that we call the bar.
Well, it's a shame. We don't live in Oregon City or in Lincoln City, huh?
All right, here's a question for you. Alabama Adriana, getting into a relationship during social distancing,
mm-hmm.
is there a greater flex than that you've ever seen? Like, everybody else is going, I'm so lonely, I can't have any human interaction. And Adriana's like, I got a boyfriend. Nick Aliotti texted me and said, congrats to Adriana on getting a boyfriend. How about them apples?
Well, it's physical distancing, right? Not social distancing. And socially, she's a genius.
She used this time to sort through all the possibilities and settle on a lucky winner. So there you go.
Have you actually discussed the logistics of how this occurred?
No, but I would like, go ahead, pepper her. Go ahead.
Adriana,
you can pepper her.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so how did this occur?
Well, I told the guys before. I've talked about this on air one time. We had been dating since January, like going out on dates. So it kind of just evolved into something more serious with a label.
I like that. So, but have you, like, is this somebody that you've actually continued to go on dates with since?
Since January?
Okay, I have concerns now.
No, we stopped going out.
Yeah.
In like the beginning of March. I don't think we've actually been out since like the end of February, probably.
My question is, once the distancing's over, will, like, you know, is it like, have you ever had a long distance relationship and then you get around the person and you're like, oh, maybe we didn't like each other that much? What if they get out in the wild when we're all back to work and, like, that they're not, the dynamic shifts somehow? Do you have confidence, Adriana, that the dynamic will be maintained? You're in a public relationship. I'm sorry to say this, but it's out there now.
I did this to myself. yeah, I think that we'll be fine. We're both pretty independent people, and I'm actually learning to be a lot more independent in this relationship, which is nice. Mm. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
I think we'll be okay. What?
I should have seen this coming. I knew that you kind of had, you had mentioned him before, the designer.
Yeah, I remember this mm-hmm. back in January.
Did you catch on her Instagram that she suddenly started dressing differently? Did you catch this? There was wasn't there a zebra outfit or something like that?
What does that have to do with anything?
All of a sudden, she had a flair. Did you notice this? I did.
I think it's a postgraduate flair more than a new relationship flair.
You're saying that her dating a guy that's into fashion?
I think he had an influence on her. I think all of a sudden she was like, you know what? The tank tops and the jeans, forget it. There was a zebra patterned outfit. It was just a little more, there was just a flair to it. It was a little runway-like.
I actually bought myself a suit. So, but it's literally all for like looking for jobs and being postgraduate. Yeah. I really believe that.
Wait, that's not, the suit is not, it's not a zebra patterned suit. You're not going to be going on interviews.
No, she's going to go in there and be like, this is me. Hear me roar. Does a zebra roar? Anybody know?
No, it makes a really funny, weird noise.
Wow!
Oh, gosh.
There it is.
Hey, was that me?
That's the cougar.
Oh, wow.
I got scared. When that happened, I got scared. Judah, you have to warn me in my ear when you're going to play that. Because at my house, that's not a happy sound right there. Okay?
Can we fold that into the open of the show?
No, and please don't. Don't. That happens. It's like hearing, like, I don't know if like your mother's voice, if she's angry at you or something. The roar of a cougar that is your wife's voice is not a roar you want to hear as a grown man. Hey, Anna got stung by a bee yesterday. Speaking of breaking news.
Oh, no.
She hadn't been stung since she was a child.
Yeah, not good.
She had a bad memory, too. Tell the listeners about being stung as a child.
That just, it wasn't even stung. I was bit by, like, all these yellow jackets.
Attacked.
I was, like, 5 years old playing behind the motel that my family owned in Park Rose. With kids I wasn't supposed to be playing with and in an area I wasn't supposed to be in, right by the railroad tracks. And sure enough, who steps on a yellow jacket hive and gets stung all over her body but me? So that was actually the last time. And you've always pointed out, let's see, yellow jackets bite.
Well,
here's
the thing about yellow jackets.
Sting.
A bee, that bee stung you,
yeah,
gave its life to sting you.
Yeah.
Dead after it stung you. I saw it on the ground. Mm. It died.
I felt bad for it.
The yellow jacket can bite you multiple times.
And they did. Yeah, I had to go to the hospital. That was not fun. I've always been like deathly afraid of pretty much anything small with legs and wings. So yesterday that caught me by surprise, though. I was just in our backyard and I stepped on something and thought it was like I stepped on a piece of glass or something. And lo and behold, it was a stupid...
Yeah, you know what? I had always thought the yellow jacket bites, but according to this article that I'm reading online, and what could be wrong online, it says, unlike the bee, it can sting you multiple times, and it does have a stinger.
Oh, okay.
So, according to Healthline...
Well, I'm glad that we were able to clear that up.
But you got bit.
Yeah.
And you... Because the yellow jacket thing can... when you're attacked by, like, a hive... That could be fatal.
Oh,
like,
I know.
People die.
Well, and that's the thing is like, so I've gone like, you know, 30 some years now wondering whether I was allergic to a bee sting because I've managed to somehow evade getting stung by any other bees or yellow jackets since I was 5 years old. Mostly because I go running madly in the opposite direction
yep,
whenever
waving
I
her
see
hands
it.
Wildly, hoping someone else gets stung yeah. instead of her.
And so this I always kind of wondered, like, oh, am I going to be one of those people that's highly allergic and needs an EpiPen? And
because
you laugh.
I laughed when you got stung. Because,
you did because, laugh when I got
because
stung.
Because the way you reacted.
I thought it was very understated.
I have to be honest. I've been stung lots of times. It's not that bad. And you got stung. You stepped, first of all, guys, she stepped on the bee. Okay? Stepped on it. Of course it stung her. It was dying. It was getting crushed. And it was like, before I go out, I need to get off around here. It stung her in the bottom of the foot. She jumped and went, ah! And I went, what's wrong? And you thought you had stepped on glass or
yes,
something.
Right.
First of all, you shouldn't be outside without shoes. And she stepped on the bee. You're in the bee's turf on and outside. It's like going into the ocean and encountering a shark and being mad at the shark for being in the ocean. But
no,
you step
on the
bee.
A bee's turf is not the ground in our backyard. It should be like doing like if it's resting, it shouldn't be resting on the ground.
Yeah, imagine the story that the bee
pollinating.
Imagine the story the bee told. Here I was. I was outside walking around minding my own business and all of a sudden this human attacked me. Stepped on me. I stung it as I was dying. This is the bee at the gates of heaven trying to get in. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't target her. She looked like she had some trauma, though, from a prior bee incident because she jumped around like this was a horrific incident for her. And I was the one dying. That's the bee story.
My first thought when it happened and I realized it was a bee, I had to examine it because I thought it might be one of those murder hornets. And I was initially terrified. I was like, oh no, it's a murder hornet.
It was actually like a nice sized bee.
Which I guess we're not supposed to call them murder hornets anymore. Like we're giving them a bad rap or something.
Well, there are a lot of animals that murder. Let's do that thing where I'm supposed to play one side or the other. There are a lot of animals that murder to eat. Like a lion has to murder the gazelle to eat. We don't call it a murder lion. We just call it a lion. So this is just a hornet that happens to behead bees, and it is giant. So let's not give it a stigma. Okay.
Are you the Hornets publicist?
I don't know.
I think I saw a tweet like that.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Times headline. They're not really called murder hornets, and they're probably not as bad as you think. You're doing PR.
But people kill more bees than the murder hornets.
We do, with all of our insecticides and whatnot.
But why did that become a story? People bored with being afraid of coronavirus? Needed one more thing to be afraid of?
I guess.
You know?
Well, the thing, I mean, the actual hornet that they, you know, known as the murder hornet, in quotes, was really kind of comical looking. It was like, it looked like something out of a Marvel movie or something.
Apparently, the reason why they think they're here in this part of the country is mm-hmm. that they discovered a hive in Vancouver, British Columbia, and genetic tests showed that the dead hornet was a murder hornet. So mm-hmm. they think, oh, they've moved into Washington and there. Mm-hmm. So if you see a murder hornet, you'll know it because it's giant and it looks scary. That's the only difference there. Hey, by the way, I think that there is a healthy fear that people should have.
Of all things.
Like, anything that's potentially dangerous. Like, you should have a healthy fear of getting in a car accident. Uh-huh. You should have a healthy fear about jumping off the roof. You should have a healthy fear of getting coronavirus.
Yeah.
Not a debilitating fear, but just a fear that sort of makes you act with reason. I think it's part of like natural selection and evolution over time. Like, I do think people who have a healthy fear of things probably live a little more cautiously. I'm not saying you should live afraid.
Well, it's like that. Remember that mountain climber? Was it Free Solo who had, they
Alex
studied
Hunnell.
His brain. Like, part of that documentary was studying his brain and understanding that, like, he's missing the part of his brain that most of us have and engage when we go about doing something that is potentially dangerous. He just doesn't have it. It doesn't trigger in his brain. And that's why he's able to climb the way that he does. He just free climbs. What was it?
Half Dome. Yeah, he was on the face of Half Dome without ropes, nothing.
Crazy.
I got over there to what's called Bullwinkle's and got up on the rope thing with the kids. I looked down. It's about 8 or 10 feet down. I was terrified.
It was El Capitan.
El Capitan. There he is.
Thanks, Adriana.
Same thing.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
If you think Anna's overreacting about a bee, when I was little, I passed out when my friend got stung. So
you passed out? You did like a sympathetic pass out?
Literally, yes. I hit the floor.
How little are we talking about?
I think I was 10.
Okay.
that's not little.
Were you prone to passing out for other reasons?
No, I don't think so. It hasn't happened since then. So
your friend got stung, and you went, this is too much for me. I need to go to sleep for a little while.
I was holding the like ice on her leg, and then just I woke up and people were around me.
Oh my gosh.
Are you okay?
That's like someone who passes out at the sight of blood.
Right.
But that was just her reacting to a bee sting.
Mm-hmm.
I had bad experiences because my older sister was a lot like you guys mm-hmm. in that whenever there was a bee around, she just freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty calm. Like, you've seen, like, if there's yellow jackets around, yellow jackets show up when we're eating outside, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. if you have a barbecue, you're going to eat outside. Occasionally, you have yellow jackets show up. They used to show up with greater frequency,
mm-hmm.
but I started murdering those yellow jackets over, like, you know, I could do it with a napkin, right?
Yeah.
I could kill them with a napkin.
You get into a really funny mode when they show up,
yeah,
because you kind of like puff up your chest,
that's right.
And you make a pronouncement that, like, I got this.
You think I'm like the murder hornet, except for yellow jackets. I love bees. I won't touch a bee. In fact, I consciously, you know how people spray like insecticides and stuff?
Yeah.
I consciously won't spray those in a yard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that. But I won't spray them in the yard because I'm afraid I don't want to kill a bee.
Mm-hmm.
But those yellow jackets, I'm like a trophy hunter. I put up the traps for them. And if there's one around, I can't concentrate on the conversation because I'm staring at the yellow jacket going, land on that corn on the cob. Go right ahead. All right, leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth. We got one more segment ahead, and so far, this show has not sucked. Got a couple of minutes left in today's show coming up. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can also join Team Pinzano by texting BFT to 484848. Hundreds and hundreds of people have done it. You should do it. You get a free newsletter. You also get ticket giveaways and behind-the-scenes access. Nate's in Eugene. Nate, you got to be quick, but you got a beat sting story. Go ahead.
Yeah. So last year I was swimming at a swimming hole up here in Eugene, and I was eating a sandwich. Got stung right on my lip, and that thing swelled up so big. Like, if anybody wants to save money on lip injections, just hold a bee up to your lip. It'll be great.
Man, how did that happen? Was it on the sandwich, or it just came humming in right when you were eating?
It just came humming in. I was chewing, and next thing you know, boom, stung my lip. I was so mad. But great show today, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nate and Eugene. Here's another one that is worse. I saw somebody get stung on the tongue because the bee climbed in the soda can, and they went to take a drink out of the soda, and the bee stung him on the tongue.
Ugh, just recoiling. You can't. That's like the stuff of nightmares.
Can you imagine?
No. I mean, yes, but I don't want to. Ugh.
You have to be careful when you're drinking out of a soda can that a bee has not climbed into the can. I'm going to ask you that next time you're drinking out of a can. You like those seltzers.
Mm-hmm.
You like those seltzers the ladies like. Those flavored beverages.
Men can drink LaCroix.
No, they can't. Judah, back me up. Drink a LaCroix? No.
I like Polar.
No. See? Can't do it. Nope. Bald-faced truth, not here for a long time. Just a good time.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-faced Truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.